All right, we are here at Oslo Hackney with Leo Stannard, who's just about to begin his headline show. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Of course. Guess just starting right away, you were recently signed with Black Butter Records, and they are known to have worked with Zara Larsson, Jess Glynne, Rudimental. So I just want to know how that's been for you since starting there.
It's been great. The team there is amazing. So they started out kind of more in the dance world, and now they're moving over into other areas. And I'm kind of one of those people to take them into new territory, which is really exciting.
That really is. Yeah, I noticed when I was looking at their lineup earlier, it's really, really eclectic, which I think is fantastic. Yeah, speaking of different genres a little bit, you have cited your influences as Newton Faulkner, Neil Young, Bon Iver, and several others. I want to know, how have they affected you both as a musician and just as someone who loves music?
They're all amazing musicians and songwriters. So, my influences range massively, even more than that, to people like, Robert Glasper, Snarky Puppy, kind of people who are way outside of what I do. But I just get influenced and inspired by any kind of music, really, as long as it's amazing in its own right. It doesn't have to be within the genre that I work in.
Very, very nice. All right. I guess another thing, you play a lot of, I think it's called slap guitar in your pieces. So first of all, just for the people who don't know what that is, could you explain how slap guitar works?
Well, I use a technique which I kind of invented myself. So I tried to learn from someone like Newton Faulkner, and I studied what he did, but I couldn't do it. So I invented my own technique, and that's what I do now. It's basically just, I don't use much of the body of the guitar. I use mainly the strings in a percussive style and hitting the harmonics and doing lots of artificial harmonics as well.
That's really cool. So how long have you been working with that technique?
About 5 years now, since I was 16.
Oh. Quite
a while.
That's amazing. Yeah. Guess with that, moving on to a bit of a different thing. So, I mean, we're here in this gorgeous venue here in Hackney. Admittedly, this is my first time coming to this venue. And, yeah, it's really, really fantastic.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah, definitely not what I was expecting. I didn't think there would be a restaurant downstairs and a whole beautiful setup, but it's really cool.
It's a cool place. It's interesting. It's got kind of that whole thing downstairs and then this incredible venue upstairs, which you never would have thought would be there. It's exciting.
Kind of a nice surprise.
Yeah.
And I guess speaking of that, do you have any dream venues either here in London or elsewhere in the world, just places that you'd really love to play?
There are loads that I've seen which look amazing. I played in a really cool one actually in Amsterdam recently, the Melkweg Theatre, which is beautiful. Mm. So that was a thing I've seen before and wanted to do it and finally got to do it. Where else is there? There's Red Rocks, which looks incredible. In London, Shepherd's Bush Empire is always kind of like a very, it's like a proper landmark if you get to play that. There are so many, yeah.
Yeah, I can only imagine. We're really lucky. I think just in Europe as a whole, there's just so much potential for really great venues.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, we don't really get that. I mean, actually, what am I saying? We do get that in North America. That's totally not true. Just everything's prettier here for some reason. Yeah, I guess actually, thinking of that, how have you found it being able to tour in Europe, having everything so close and so easy? Because again, the culture is quite different for touring, I think, in the States.
Yeah, I have no experience of it in the States, so I don't know how to compare. But in Europe, it is very easy. Like on the first tour I did, we flew everywhere, and it was a bit of a nightmare. It's a nightmare taking gear around everywhere. But if you just get if you go in a car or a van, then you can drive to every venue and it's great, and you can kind of get all your kit on there. It's very easy. There's no messing about on borders or any of that stuff. All your kit is right there where you want it, when you want it. And there are so many different things to experience as well, kind of like in a 4-hour drive, you can be in a totally different place, which feels so different. And the people there, the crowds are so different in every different place as well. So it's amazing.
Have you had any favorite crowds?
The crowds in Holland are always really good. Amsterdam is always a great show. I've done that a few times. Yeah, those guys are great.
Okay, I'm going to have to try and find my way to Amsterdam at some point while I'm here. All right, next thing. So you are not from London.
I'm not. No, I'm from Leicester.
Very cool. I know very little about Leicester. I've been here a year.
I'm not surprised you don't know anything about Leicester. It's quite a small place, but it's very nice. Cool. It's cool. Just a bit north of London. The only reason you might know is because of the football team. But maybe even not that.
I'm not a sports person. So I'm really bad with these kind of things. What do you miss from home?
I go back quite regularly because it's so close. I can just get a train there in an hour or so. Mainly family and friends, but most of my friends now are all at university, so everyone's all over the place. So it's a kind of a bit of a strange time in life where obviously family's back in Leicester, but all my friends are all over the country and all over the world. So
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting part of life right now when everyone's just, again, everywhere.
Yeah. Just figuring out what they want to do and doing it, and people going to university or like myself just pursuing a career down a different route. It's very interesting to see it all pan out though.
Indeed. Moving on to my final question, and speaking of, I guess, everything that you're doing now, what do you have, I guess, what's next?
As soon as this tour is finished, I'm going to go straight back into the studio and finish working on my album, basically. So my album's going to be out early next year, and there'll be singles leading up to that. So that's really exciting, and that's something I just really want to get finished and get out there to the people.
Okay, well, we'll definitely be watching out for that over at Smoke Radio and hopefully sharing some of it with the world on some of our shows. But yeah, thank you so much for doing this.